Hi guys, good evening. Hi guys, good evening. Today is June 28th, 2019. It is 8:45 p.m. here in the Philippines, and I want to record the Q&A right now because for some reason everybody's downstairs and it's raining. I hope you can hear it. It's a very nice ambient sound, and I want to record it right now because I'm not sure when I would be able to this weekend. It's Friday today, and I think the whole fam is staying for the weekend, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to record, and I want to be able to put it up by Sunday or Monday, okay? So, first of all, I just want to thank you guys for your questions. I got a lot more than I expected, considering I made it for 50 follower celebration, but thank you for all your questions. Sorry about the dog, that's the neighbor's dog. Okay, the cats might come in, but it's nighttime, there's no factory, for some reason there are no cars on the highway, and this is gonna be good. I'm just in my room, I'm just sitting here chilling. I wrote the questions down on paper, and I arranged them so that there's like a flow. I grouped them according to, I don't know, categories, depending on the question. So, let's get started. Okay, first question. I know you're snarky, but do you have a name? I actually put my nickname on my Reddit profile, if you've seen it. My nickname is Jude. You can call me Jude, you can call me snarky still. Either's fine. Jude, like the Beatles song. Or the Apostle, you know. Okay. How old are you? I am 21 years old. I'm old enough to go to bars, but I've never been inside one. I've been in a bistro, but that, I don't think that counts. Okay. Okay, this next one. These next ones are kind of like the same, but I'm just gonna try answering them all together. Are you white? What is your nationality? And physical descriptors you're comfortable with sharing. Okay. I am not white. I am Filipino, born and raised. Physical descriptors, I'm 5 feet 5 inches, so I usually get complimented here in the Philippines regarding my height. Apparently, I'm tall for a Filipina. But if I were in America, I'd probably be average height. If I were in the Netherlands, I'd probably be small. Okay. What else? I wear glasses to see, not just to read. I can't see without them. My hair, I usually keep, my hair's wavy. I keep it like past the shoulders, and it's black, like so black. People mistook it for blue one time. Okay, what else? 3 feet of me are legs. My legs are fucking long, and my feet are big. I can't, it's hard to buy shoes for like my feet. I think my feet is like 26 centimeters, 26 or 25. I don't know. It's freaking long. And I don't know. I guess I'm kind of average. I'm no top model material, but no, I can hold my own. Okay, next. Are you gay or bi? Are those my only choices? I am super straight. But I can still appreciate audios by the female population, okay? What was your style aesthetic when you were in college? I enrolled in a design course that required some, you know, manual labor and stuff. So I usually kept my hair in a bun, and then I wear jackets for some reason, even though it's scalding hot in the Philippines. It's cold in my art building. I always wear jackets. I like wearing jackets. Because you can, you know, you can wear a tank top, you can wear a shirt, you can wear the shirt 3 times in a row, but if you just change up your jacket, no one will notice. And then, sneakers, always, because they're comfortable. I like printed socks. That's an aesthetic for me. Printed socks. I have a Mona Lisa one and like one with sunflowers on it. That's my favorite. I got a lot with cats on it, so that's like not a surprise. And then jeans that are not skinny but are not baggy. I have a lot of bracelets on my arm and like two rings on each hand. A lot of bracelets. What else? Yeah, that's it. Oh, shittily applied nail polish is an aesthetic. Yeah. So, that's my aesthetic. Think comfortable bounty hunter or like an edgy mountain climber. That's my aesthetic. Okay. Next. Oh, these are kind of like the personality questions, I guess. What do you get insecure about? Okay. When I was fixing the questions, I figured let's get the kind of sad stuff out of the way, I guess, so that we end on a happy note. Okay, so what do you get insecure about? I think, like, personally, in real life, I feel like I'm boring because I don't have much experience with life in general. I haven't been to many parties. I don't go out much. I'm not very sociable if people don't talk to me first. So yeah, I feel kind of boring, and what I get insecure about is that I'm not interesting enough for some people. Like, I'm not good enough to keep their interest, you know, like we'll be talking so much at one time and then later on they'd get bored of me and they'd forget about me. Yeah, that's what I get insecure about. Like, not being interesting enough for people. Okay! Next. Oh, this is like a pick-me-up. What is your favorite thing about yourself? I don't know. Why is it, like, easy to think of bad things about yourself, but it's kind of hard to think about good things about yourself? That's not a good thing, okay? I think my favorite thing about myself would be that I always try to see the good in people, even though my family doesn't approve of being trusting of people. Like, you have to be wary of everyone around you because, I don't know, I believe that people are inherently good, and that's what I try to see whenever I meet people. Yeah, I think that's the thing I like about myself. Next, what's a talent or hobby you had as a kid that you wish you still did? When I was a kid, I played the piano, like, for fun. Not competitively, just for fun. I had this music book with songs, really old songs that I played, and I think that's why my fingers are kind of long and slender, like really big, not Slenderman big, but like it's long. And yeah, I played it when I was a kid, but then we moved to sort of a smaller house and it got stored in like this big ass trunk with a lot of stuff inside it, and I never really played it again. We've been in this house for like 14 years. I haven't played the piano in 14 years. Yeah, I also like swam as a kid, like for fun too, also for exercise, because it's a good exercise, because like I don't get sweaty. So I like swimming as a kid, but after high school I wasn't able to anymore. There's the cat. Okay, next. What's something small or random that makes your heart skip a beat? Okay, I think that really like makes me like my heart skip a beat, really makes me happy, is when I recommend something, like a song or a book or a movie, and then I see people playing it, or I hear them singing it, or I see them reading the book, or I see them watching the movie, or just like telling me how much they love it or how much they didn't love it. It's just the fact that they ask for my opinion and they actually, you know, did it, like, they actually read, they actually listened, it makes me happy, you know, that I was able to influence them that way, I guess. Oh, story time, okay. There was this one time in high school, there's this boy, he was nice, but I was so fucking dense. I like to read books in high school. At lunch, I would stay in the library, like, for the second half of lunch. I would go in the library and I would read because it was quiet and there was nobody there. And then for like a few days, I saw this boy from my class. He was always there during lunchtime. He was there with his friends, and then they were like using the air conditioning in the library to, like, you know, pass the time. And then one day he came up to me and he asked me if there's any book I would recommend for him to read. And I said, oh, you should read the Percy Jackson series. It's a good read. Because he's not like a bookish guy, so I was so surprised. Okay, the cat is very rude. Okay, he was not a bookish guy, so I was kind of surprised. And then he said, I saw him after lunch. I saw him back in the classroom. He had the fifth book of the Percy Jackson series. And I said, hey, no, that's like the fifth book. You have to get Lightning Thief first, because that's the first book. And then he said, oh, yeah, so I can't understand anything. Okay, and then the next day, he came in. He's like sitting in front of me, so I saw. He brought out this paper bag from the bookstore. And then he had a brand new Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief book. And he also have a Sea of Monsters book in it. So I was like, oh! He bought the book because I told him he should read it. Oh, that's so nice. Oh, it's so cute. And then after we graduated, that happened like second year high school. What's that? That's like, I don't know, ninth grade in America, I think. But that's second year high school here. And when we graduated, 3 years later, his friends told me that the reason he read the book and bought all that stuff was because he had a crush on me, and I didn't know because I was so fucking dense. And unless people say that they like me, I am not going to assume that they do. Okay, story time. And he made it to like the Blood of Olympus book. Oh my god, and I didn't even know. Oh, good times. Okay. Story time's over. Next. What does the opposite sex do that makes you giddy? Okay. I like it when a guy would have, you know, they're gonna pass through you, like they're trying to get by you, and then they put their hand in the small of your back. And then they say, excuse me. And then, I don't know. that just, I don't know. Kinikilig ako. Anyway. Kinigiling ako pag ginagawa nila yun. Look up the word kilig in the Oxford. I think it's in the Oxford Dictionary. Kilig. K-I-L-I-G. Look it up. That's how I feel. Okay. Okay, next. Okay. How many cats do you have? I swear we are not crazy cat people. But we have 17 cats. Wait, before you think I'm crazy, the 7 of those cats would be adopted by relatives and friends. The only reason we have so many cats is because we get too attached and we like them too much because they're so cute and so fluffy and they're so sweet now. And we don't want to let them go. But then they became too many that every time the girl cats gave birth, we gave them away to be adopted. We had some of the boys spayed, but not all of them. There's like 3 more boys not spayed. There's 2 girls, so there's like 5 boy cats that are spayed. Okay, we are not crazy cat people. Next. Oh, I skipped a question. Wait, how do I become as snarky as you? Okay, I think most of my snarkiness is just, like, sarcasm and, you know, like, internal monologue. Like, I create, like, I insult sometimes, I guess, but I try to sugarcoat it or follow it up with a compliment, or like I take back the insult, something like that. Yeah, to be snarky, I think you should be sarcastic, but you should know when to be sarcastic and when to stop. Okay, that's how you do it. Next, what is your favorite flower? I like sunflowers. I think it's a very happy flower. I like it, it's nice. Yeah, and it faces the sun. It's like a really good metaphor for looking at the bright side of things. Yeah, I like it so much. I have like 2 sunflower paintings on the wall above my bed. I didn't make it. I just bought it from the store, but when I saw it, I wanted it and I got it. Yeah, sunflowers. What is your preferred or perfect weather? I like it when it's cloudy, you know, overcast, and then it's windy. It's cloudy and it's windy. It's like the perfect sweater and jacket weather. I like it. I like that. I like storms, but I don't like thunderstorms because I'm scared of sudden loud noises. Yeah, rainy days are the perfect weather, especially perfect for cuddling and, you know, like putting a blanket over yourself and then just playing songs. Yeah. I have an entire playlist on Spotify dedicated to when it rains. Yeah, that's how much I love it. What's your favorite rainy day song and ultimate summer jam? Okay, I have to think about this. Oh, actually, I don't. favorite rainy day song? Doggo. My neighbor has a beagle, but it's in a cage and I want to pet it. Oh, I saw a puppy today. I went to my old college today, and when I was on this Dunkin' Donut stall, there was a puppy sleeping like on the side, and he was so cute, and I gave him a little pet. Yeah, I think people were looking, but I didn't care. I wanted to pet the puppy. What was the question? Oh yeah. Sorry. Yeah, my favorite rainy day song would be The Night We Met by Lord Huron. I hope I'm saying that right. Yeah, I heard it first when my friend made me watch 13 Reasons Why. It's a nice song. It's good for like driving in the rain. Nice song. And ultimate summer jam. I think it would have to be, I'm just like thinking of road trips during the summer. I think the song that I would play during car rides in the summer would be Kids by One Republic. Yeah, I like the drum beats there. It's very nice. Okay, speaking of, what genres or bands do you like? Okay, with genre, it's kind of mixed, but I listen to mostly indie, indie rock, alternative rock, maybe blues sometimes. I'm not sure what genres the songs I listen to are, but with reference to bands, I like Imagine Dragons. They're my favorite. One Republic. What else? Banners are good. The 1975 Panic at the Disco. Well, it's Hozier is great. Garrett Bourne's is a very nice singer. Most of his songs, I find it from like movie soundtracks or TV series soundtracks. So there's like single songs by random artists. You know what? I'm gonna take a look at my songs. Let me just like give you an idea of the bands that I listen to. Okay. Okay, let's take a look at artists. Arctic Monkeys. I like Arctic Monkeys. Bastille. What's that? We have this bell in our house so that when someone's upstairs, you can call them using the bell. We have a code. Yeah, we're that kind of family. Wait. What was I talking about? Wait. I had to pause because I had to go downstairs because the cats broke something. And I forgot what I was talking about. Okay, bands, I think. Yeah, so those are the bands I like. Wait, I was scrolling through my music. What bands do I like? Oh, nothing comes to mind, like, at first. Let's look at my albums. Okay, Ed Sheeran, of course. Coldplay. Yeah, I like those. I like Kaleo. Am I saying these things right? Kaleo, Way Down We Go is so freaking nice. Yeah, I said Bastille, I think. What band is this? Fall Out Boy. Okay. What else? Clean Bandits, also nice, but I don't listen to them that much. Dean Lewis, okay. Ben Howard, of course. My boy Ed Sheeran. You're calling someone. Halsey, I have Halsey right here. Hon. Am I saying this right? Hon, okay. Imagine Dragons. Four of Spades. If you want to listen to some of like Filipino music that's in English, try Ben and Ben. Their song Maybe the Night is nice. Okay, yeah, that's what those are the bands I like. Okay, next. What movies do you like? I like horror movies and action comedies. I like those. Of course, romantic comedies and drama. I like thriller. Horror movies are hard to find because some of the like horror ghost aspects are unrealistic and that irks me. I like the psycho thriller, you know, murder mystery kind. Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. Sing two songs. One in English, one in Tagalog. This is like a dare. It's not even a question. But okay. This is bound to happen at one point. Okay. English songs. Let me look at the last played song on my phone. And then maybe I'll just like find the last played Tagalog song on my phone. Okay. This Is Me by Kesha Reimagined. Okay. Okay, they're calling me. I gotta intermission. Okay, I'm back. I fixed the stuff that the cat broke. Yeah. So, where were we? Oh yeah, singing. Okay. One in English, one in Tagalog. The first English song on my phone was This Is Me, Reimagined by Kesha. Okay. Okay. Oh god, I'm so sorry if you don't like my singing voice. Okay, let's go. I have a cough. I'm procrastinating. Okay. Okay. Maybe the cat would like to join me. Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna do it. Okay. I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one loves you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown him out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me, oh. And I know that I deserve your love. And there's nothing I'm unworthy of. I can't. Okay. Okay, that's it. That's it. I did it. Okay, one in Tagalog. One in Tagalog. Okay, oh my gosh. What is this song? Okay, Sangal ng Pag-ibig by December Avenue. Okay, the title literally means In the Name of Love. Okay, so the song, the singer is saying that, like, how long do I have to wait for this thing that I've been waiting for so long? But yeah, I'm gonna wait, even if it takes forever, because I love the person. It's not necessarily a person. Like, it could be a thing. It could be a dream. It could be a goal. It could be a person. But yeah, this song just generally means you'll wait however long you need to because of love. Yeah, okay. To sing, I am a songist. Joke, I'm not a singer. No, okay, stop. Okay. It's sung by a boy, so this is good. Okay, my mannish voice can handle this. Okay, let's go. Hanggang kailan ako maghihintay na para bang wala nang papalit sa'yo? Nasaan ka man? Sigaw ng puso ko'y ikaw hanggang ngayon. Wow. Kung sana lamang ay nakita mo ang lungkot sa iyong ngiti. Isang umagang di ka nagbalik. Gumising ka at nang makita mo ang tamis ng sandali ng kahapong di magbabalik. Hanggang sa dulo ng ating walang hanggan, hanggang ang puso'y wala nang nararamdaman, kahit matapos ang magpakailan paman, ako'y maghihintay sa ngalan ng pag-ibig. Okay, no more. I'm so sorry. Okay. Next question. Okay. Next question. What do you feel is your strangest fantasy? So, I don't know. I have this particular one that if I really can't sleep at night, like, this is what I imagine. Okay, so, like, I don't know if this is strange, but it's weird to me because it's very particular. Okay, so this is like... So it's set, the fantasy is set in the contemporary world, but then I'm like this really cool mountain hermit, like Lara Croft kind of shit, but I have power over the elements, like mostly nature and water, and I have a pet, like a sidekick. It's a cat, of course, but it can morph. He can morph into like different animals whenever I want, like a tiger, a bear, a dragon, and yeah, he's my pet, and he's black. Yeah, black fur. And then in the fantasy, I am a member of the Avengers, but like, you know, international unit or something like that. I don't know. Okay, that's the fantasy. If you could live in a fictional world, where would you rather go? The Hogwarts universe or the Lord of the Rings universe? Oh! Okay, I'm gonna have to think about this. I mean, I like Hogwarts because, you know, the magic with the wands and stuff. Like... But then I like Lord of the Rings because of the creatures and, like, the world is so different. Okay. I would rather live in the Lord of the Rings universe because it's an entirely different world. The Hogwarts universe is like set in the contemporary world in London. Like, not in London because Fantastic Beasts is at New York, but you know, it's in the contemporary world, like the human world. But the Lord of the Rings universe is like a whole nother world, and I like it. Yeah, I would be, if I would be in the Lord of the Rings, oh, I don't want to be an elf because I don't want to deal with Thranduil, that fucking douchebag. Okay, if I were in Lord of the Rings, I think I don't want to be one of the men because I want to be a creature. This is hard. Like, the elves are cool because, you know, immortal and magic and they're pretty. Yeah, I think I'm just gonna be a hobbit, I think. Okay. Oh no, yeah, I think I'll be an elf, but I'll be, you know, a bigger douchebag. I'll be a douche baguette that will be the match of Thranduil, yeah. I will sass his ass to Mordor. Okay. I'm so sorry. Okay. If you could travel to the future and witness one day in your future life, or travel to the past and relive one day, which would you choose? This is what the sci-fi movies are made of, you know. Have you watched Project Almanac? Like, they made different choices, and then the present got whooped into the shithole. Okay. If these are my choices, I think I'd rather travel to the past and relive one day, because somebody came in. Oh my god, this audio is all over the place. Okay. Yeah, I am an overthinker, and I think if I saw one day in my future, I would overthink all the decisions I make in life in order to avoid that circumstance or get to that circumstance, you know, because seeing the future, seeing something that hasn't happened yet will blow your fucking mind and put a kink in all your plans. Chink in all your plans. Okay, so yeah, I'd rather travel to the past, you know, see something that happened already and, like, you know, relive it a little bit. Yeah, I'd go back to a happy time. Okay, next. I hope people, like, stop interrupting. I've been interrupted, like, 3 times. Okay. Tell us your... Oh my god, okay. Tell us your audio genesis story. Okay, there's another question, like the same one. How did you find out about GWA and PTA? You know. You already know. Do I really have to say it? Okay. Okay. Oh my god. I was looking for porn, okay? I was looking for porn, and I didn't like that there weren't very many vocal male characters. I am depraved. No, but not really. No, but really. Yeah, I didn't like that the guys weren't so vocal. It's like, so I went to Google, and I'm not gonna tell you what I put in the search tab, but yeah, I Googled, and yeah, as for my audio genesis, Google brought me to the Soundgasm pages. Okay, so the first ones I heard were Deus Ex Machina 09. See, I still remember his username. Yeah. So, he's the first one I heard. And then, Before Night Falls. And then, there's this Swedish guy. His username is Nordic Love. Wait. My mother just came. I've been interrupted so many times. Okay, I hope you're doing something while you're listening to me. Because this is gonna be so freaking long. Okay. Yeah, so then I heard this Swedish guy. His username is Nordic Love. I don't think he's posting anymore. But his Soundgasm audios were all made public. So I saw his verification for PTA. And then I thought, what is this? And then I searched it and I saw that it was a Reddit subreddit. So, yeah, that's how I started. I was lurking for about, I don't know, 4 months. Yeah, I was just a lurker on Chrome, on my phone. The next question, what made you start posting? I discovered that requests were a thing, and this isn't the answer to the question. Okay, this is still like my audio genesis story. Okay, I saw that requests were a thing, and there's this like particular thing that I haven't seen in PTA or GWA, and that's like, this is like kind of personal, but I'm uncomfortable when a person, like a romantic person, a person that I'm romantic with, says that they love me. Makes me kind of uncomfortable. I mean, I have my reasons, but yeah, so when I hear people say it on PTA or on GWA, like, automatically my brows knit together, my brows furrow, and like, I do a deep sigh, you know, like, inhale and exhale, like, you know, so I have my reasons. And it's not that kind of thing. It's not something I see on the subreddits. So when I learned that requests were a thing, I made a request. That was my first post. Why don't you believe me when I say I love you? So I made like some sort of premise. And it was personal. I know that's like not allowed, but okay, shout out to Evan. Thank you for doing that for filling that. I actually was listening to him like before I posted that, his first audio. I stumbled upon it when I was looking for, you know, yeah, comfort and stuff, and he made my request, and I was like, I was just listening to this guy last night. This is so cool. And yeah, shout out to Evan, you're so cool. Thank you very much, you're a cool human. And yeah, so that's how I started in Reddit. That's how She Snarky started. Okay. Oh, so yeah, this next question, what made you start posting? My original plan was to be this account that just spouts out requests, you know, and like gives ideas to the audio makers. But, you know, I kind of felt bad. And I felt weird if I made a request and nobody filled it. So when I had ideas, I just... My first audio was a script fill, and it was nice. It was by Avoid Life 21. Don't turn on the lights was the title. It was a nice, you know, it was a nice script when I was just starting out. And I have this just these daydreams and these ideas, and it's nice kind of acting them out, you know. Even though recording is such a huge pain, it's nice to, you know, write a script or improvise or ramble and read some of the scripts that were made. Another shout out, I'm so sorry. Flustered, you cool little human. Thank you. I like your scripts. Even though I just like filled one, it's nice. I like hearing people fill them, you know. So, shout out to you. You are very articulate and your words are so nice. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna start fangirling. Let's stop. Okay. So yeah, that's what made me start posting. I was feeling weird, just spouting out requests left and right. So I just stopped. And I think I'm gonna just like make requests too, or maybe script offers if I can't do some audios. But yeah, that's what made me start posting. I have ideas that I kind of wanted to act out. So, next question. What are your favorite scripts or scenarios to perform and or listen to? The word is just wholesome, you know, just cutesy romance ones. For now, I just like it. You know, BFE, GFE, role plays. I like those. Friends to lovers is the ultimate. Ultimate tag, ultimate audio, ultimate thing. Try and change my mind. I bet you can't. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I like friends to lovers. I like cuddles, especially when I can't sleep. I like gentle male dominant audios in I remember when I first discovered GWA. Full disclosure, I haven't watched visual porn ever since I discovered Gone Wild Audio. Oh, okay. And like before, every time, like, when you know, before I go to bed, I would go to GWA sometimes when I haven't discovered Pillow Talk Audio yet, and I refer to it as having ear sex. I am depraved. We are depraved. Yeah, ear sex is nice. Okay. Yeah, so my favorite scripts and scenarios to perform relationship role plays. Snarky ones, because I'm a sarcastic bitch. And but the ones I like to listen to, yeah, with GWA, gentle M Dom. Domestic shit, you know, that's nice. Vanilla. I'm very vanilla. Okay. Oh, I like male submissive audios. Yeah. That's nice. I like whimpers for some reason. Okay, stop. Okay. Next. What is the next question? Do I have more questions? Oh yeah. Here's another paper. Okay. How do you create audios? In other words, what is your creative process like? My creative process. My audios usually start out like a line or an idea. For example, my most played one was the snarky girl warms you up. Okay. And that one started, I just thought of this random line. Do we really have to share the same pillow? I'm kind of running out of real estate. Yeah, so it started with that line, and I just kind of built a story around it. you know, same with everything else. The second one, the snarky girl wants to hold your hand. That one started out with the book joke. Like, the Atlas joke. It's a book, people read it and shit, you know. Yeah, that was the line. You know, it's an atlas. It's an atlas, it's supposed to be thick. It's probably been doing squats. That line was how that one started. So, just scenarios and daydreams, you know, things. Some of them are things that happened, I guess. Little bits of it. Things that happened and how I wished I reacted to it. Or just things that I wish happened. People. Most of my audios are just daydreams, you know, scenarios I wished happened, or scenarios that did happen, but this is how I wish I reacted, you know, stuff like that. Like, stuff I wish people said to me, I guess, you know. And the snarky ones are just kind of something. I'm just trying to be funny. I don't know. I hope it's working. Okay. Next. Is there a genre of audio you want to do in the future but you don't want to right now? I think mostly just GWA stuff. It's kind of hard to record. I mean, you guys hear my bloopers. If you haven't, I recommend you hear. That is my recording situation. And it's hard to make sex noises and then have a truck pass and then do it all over again. Oh, that would be so fucking frustrating. So yeah, maybe just some NSFW stuff. I'm okay with doing it, but maybe not right now. Maybe when I figure out a better, you know, recording scenario. Yeah, okay. Yeah, same. Next question is kind of the same. Will I be hearing you on GWA? You will, but maybe in the not-so-distant future. It's distant, but it's not so distant. I'm doing wishful thinking here, guys, okay? Okay. Last one. Will you please do more bilingual audios? When I saw this question in the comment section, I was like, what a coincidence. I have a bilingual-ish audio lined up in the drafts. So, I actually have ideas that revolve on the more bilingual side. More, you know, Tagalog stuff. Yeah, I have ideas for audios lined up. Just the scenario. I don't have script yet. The cat cuddle video, that was entirely improv because I was so freaking sleepy. And I just wanted to sleep with a cat. So I took one of the cats. I passed out for like 5 minutes and then I woke up again. And then I continued talking like nothing happened. And then I passed out longer after that. But then I cut the audio. So, okay. Yeah, I will be doing some bilingual audios in the future. I have this like one idea lined up where I read cheesy Filipino pickup lines. Oh yeah, I saw this like website. You know, it's like really cringy when it's in Filipino. When it's in Tagalog, like, why? Why is this my country's romantic culture? Okay. Why is this my country's romantic culture, you know? But... I'm already cringing just mentally thinking about the pickup lines. Oh, gosh. Okay, yeah. Bilingual audios in the future, yes. Okay, so that is all of the questions. A little like life update. I think today's Friday. I am starting my new job, my first job, on Monday. Yeah, I just signed with the institution today, and it's the job that I've really been waiting for. I applied for this job like October last year, but there's been some delays in like the boarding, and now it's here, and I can't wait to start. I will still be recording audios. I have one recorded. It's in the editing phase. It's kind of sadder than my usual ones. I may have cried a little bit, but yeah, I've recorded it like a really, really, really long time ago. like around the time I started, but I haven't posted it. But I think I'm gonna post it. You know, I'm kind of getting comfortable with myself. Yeah, so it's kind of emotional. Look out for it. And I will still be posting, just maybe not so often as I usually do. I usually post like every 2 days, because when I sit and record, I, you know, take advantage of the time and the quietness I have. So I usually record 2 audios in one sitting, and I just, you know, arbitrarily post them with some lapses in time. I don't know what I'm saying. Am I saying this right? Like, I'm kind of auto-translating my thoughts, so it's kind of hard. I don't know if I'm saying this right, but yeah. I have another audio lined up to edit and post after this one. And I hope you guys like it. Okay, so that's it for everything. Thank you guys so much for your questions. They're watching an action movie downstairs. I don't know if you can hear it. Thank you guys so much for your questions. I like seeing your comments and your reactions to the audios. I like hearing people on PTA and GWA. This community has been very, very, very accepting and very nice. Kind of makes me comfortable hearing my own voice, because I kind of hate my voice. I feel like I sound like a boy. Yeah. But yeah, thank you for liking the shit that I do. Thanks. It kind of makes me, you know, more motivated to come up with stuff. But if I'm being honest, I'm kind of running out of ideas. Will you guys please, if you see a script for a snarky, shy girl with a lot of sarcasm on it, friends to lovers, can you tag me? Send me ideas. I am running out. And thank you for the love and the support. You make my heart go meow meow. And you give me nice feelings. Okay? How do you do outros? Thank you for listening. I think this is hella long, but if you're here right now, comment if you think I have an accent, okay? Okay, I feel like I do, but at the same time, I don't think I do. Do Filipinos have an accent? Yeah, okay, so if you're here up to this point, please comment if you think I have an accent, okay? Okay. Thank you guys. Again, I think I've said it so many times, but I'm just really thankful that you're following me and that you're liking my stuff. Okay, I'm gonna say it again, but yeah, I'm very, very grateful. I will see you guys in the next one. Okay, bye. Thank you so much. Wait, maybe I should say thank you in Tagalog. Maraming salamat sa inyong lahat na nakikinig sa akin, kahit hindi ko alam yung ginagawa ko minsan at hindi ko alam kung nakakatuwa ba ako o ano. Pero, salamat pa din sa suporta at sa mga comment. Nakakatuwa. Nakakatuwa kayong lahat na you make me happy in general. You know, just real nice fuzzy feelings. And I always look forward to going on my phone and seeing the posts in PTA and GWA, seeing what people come up with. These communities are very creative people, and I'm glad that I'm here with you guys. So yeah, I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Paalam.